However, I will not use. they, the thing that we break, you know, with recruiters and so forth. And that's what I wanted to run over with you briefly, is to, you know, to get your feelings again as to how we handle it, and how, you know, you were saying the president should stay one step ahead of this thing. Well, we've got the only problem is what the hell can I say publicly? Now, here's what we've done. I called in, I got in my piece. I've been working on it all week here, actually. I mean, I got, as soon as I got the recruiter things, and I got in my piece. And then at 4 o'clock, we got in. So Peter's Kleinfeist withdrew and signed Peter's, and I said, all right, I'm going to talk to Kleinfeist and more about this reason. I'm just going to talk to you through your charge. You follow through, go through and get to the bottom of this thing, and I'm going to let the chips fall where they may. We covered that all the way down the line. Now, I have to follow him to a certain extent on the prosecution side. On the other hand, on the PR side, I sure as hell am not going to let the Justice Department step out there and say, look, we dragged the White House in here. I've got to step out and do it, John.
That's right. That's right.
Again, I don't walk out and say, look, John, Dean's resignation has been accepted. Jesus Christ, that isn't fair.
Nor would it be fair to say, or when the Republicans have.
Well, you know, I know where he is. Yeah. Because, you see, they haven't been charged yet. As soon as they're charged for property, but in your case, you haven't been charged them yet.
No, I have not.
That's my problem, see, with it. All I want is to have on. The only reason I'm doing this is to, because of you, what you said about someone, you said about Ben. That's why I'm getting from Ben.
Well, I hope there's a chance, there's a chance that today, when LaRue goes down, that Haldeman, Ehrlichman's name are going to be right down there before the grand jury.
Right, right. The name will be in. But the point is, you don't just throw somebody else because of the name
line
of court.
I understand.
Well, you could also, if you would, is, and I would like for you to prepare this, a letter that you would have for Ehrlichman and Haldeman. Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
Then I'll give them the form and let them work out there to be something that's appropriate. Would you prepare that for me?
Yes, sir.
But they told me last night orally, just as you did, that
they stand ready to
cover the record. I said, well, we'll leave in a minute, we'll leave today, do whatever you want. I said, well, no, you're going to have to wait until the evidence, you know what I mean?
So, sure.
Which I do agree with.
That's what I did. I mean, the question is timing and,
Now, let's get a nation's advice as to how we handle this from now on. What is your advice?
Well, I would say you should have the letters in hand, and then based on what you learned from Peterson, you can make a judgment as to timing. I think you're still 5 steps ahead of what will ever emerge publicly. I don't think
they take it 12 hours in any great study.
Well, I know what some of the things Magruder said. He said that the prosecutors had asked him a number of questions about Ehrlichman and Haldeman. So there's no doubt that's going to be out on the street fast also.
That's my
question. And I'm hoping that the ultimate resolution of this thing is that no one has any problem. And that's
legally. That's right, which I hope is your case too. In other words, when I say no, I don't want the White House staff, not you, not Colson, or all of them. Scott, that's not true. Let me talk about this point again, because I need to, we know there's no, on the Dean report, Zitter's always said it was our,
that's not
right. Right. But you remember when you came in, I asked you specific questions, anybody in the White House staff at all, but you told me no.
That's right. And I have no
still believe that.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. But you did tell me that in the aftermath, there were serious problems.
That's right.
Right. And I said, well, let's see what they are.
Right. And now you're beginning to see what they are. They're potential technical obstruction of justice.
That's right. That's not necessarily. Well, I talked to Peterson last night, exactly the same question. He says the obstruction was moral wrong. No, not moral.
Mm-hmm.
He said it may not have been moral wrong. And it may not be legally wrong. But he said from the standpoint of the presidency, you can't have it. That's what he said. So he seems to think that the obstruction of justice thing is a goddamn hard thing to prove.
That's right.
To prove in court, which I think should be some comfort to you.
Well, my lawyer tells me that, legally, you're in damn good shape.
Is that right?
That's right.
Because of you're not.
That's right. It's
you were simply helping defendants get their fees in there.
Well,
what does he say?
In that position, I'm merely a conduit. It's very technical. very technical. I'm assigned with other people about the problem.
What was the situation, John? The only time I ever heard any discussion of the support for the Dennis, I must say, I guess I should have assumed somebody was helping him. I must have assumed it. But they were big, and I must say, people were good in a way. I was busy. It was like you mentioned to me something about the last time you talked about Hunt having a problem.
Well,
that was handled at my Mitchell. Is that true, or what the hell is that?
The last time we had a request was
how did it come to you before sending it to
O'Brien, who is one of the lawyers that was representing the re-election committee, was asked by Hunt to meet with him. He came to me after the meeting and said that Hunt asked the following message be passed to you. And I said, why me? He said, I asked Hunt the same question.
You didn't hear me, but
asked me.
Okay.
I've never heard anything like this. He said,
you never had this from me before?
No.
What did you report to me on, though? It was rather fragmentary, as I recall. You said Greg had a problem.
Very fragmentary.
That's not the thing. I said, my job was going to cost to do this. And that's when I sent you to campus and said, well, for God's sake, let's see where this thing comes out.
That's right.
You said it cost $1 million.
I said, you know, you conceivably could. The way I said, if we don't cut this thing,
anyway, that's the way conversation is. How was that handled? We don't have that money.
Well, let me tell you the rest of what Hunt said. He said, you tell me that I need $72,000 for my personal expenses, $50,000 for my legal fees. If I don't get it, I'm going to have some things to say about the seamy things I did at the White House for John Ehrlichman. All right, I took that to Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman said, have you talked to Mitchell about it? I said, no, I have not. He said, well, will you talk to Mitchell? I said, yes, I will. I talked to Mitchell. I just passed it along to him. And then there was a meeting down here a few days later in Bob's office with Bob and Ehrlichman and Mitchell and myself. And Ehrlichman said at that time, he said, well, I've got a problem with Hunt straightened out. He said it to me, and I said, well, that's the man who may know, Mitchell. And Mitchell said, I think that problem is solved.
That's all?
That's all he said.
That's good. In other words, that was the other Mitchell now.
That's right.
But you had knowledge called and knowledge heard at that time.
Right.
And I suppose I did. I bet you some culpability on that.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I
tried to be talk to myself, so I'm with the other. You know, I must say that I didn't really give it a thought at the time.
No one gave it a call.
You didn't tell me it was about Ehrlichman, for example. You didn't have that.
I know.
You simply said Hunt needs this money. And you were using it as an example of the problems ahead.
I have tried all along to make sure that anything I passed to you, myself, didn't cause you any personal problems.
John, let me ask you this. Let us suppose that this thing breaks. We ask you, John, John, you were the president's counsel. Do you report things to the president?
What are you reporting? I would refuse to answer any questions of anything.
I think you should. Let me ask you.
Unless you wait,
let me say, on this point, I would not wait. You could say, I reported to the president that the president called me in. I mean, the president of the president, he called me in and asked me. That before that when the event first occurred, you conducted an investigation and passed to the president the message, no White House personnel according to your investigation involved. You did do that, didn't you?
I did that through Ehrlichman and Halton.
Okay, you did do that.
I'm under oath now. I'm going to have to say I did that through Ehrlichman and Halton.
No, but no, I know you did that. I didn't send you.
No,
I didn't send you after the election.
That's right.
Which is good. All right. Now, but then you say that then after the election, the president, when the McCord April called you in, I think that's what it was.
It was before the McCord thing, because you remember he told me after the Friday morning of McCord's letter, he said you predicted this. This was going to happen because I had, in about a week or 2 weeks.
How did I get you in then? What triggered me getting you in?
Well, we just started talking about this thing.
So when I called you in, you and Moore together,
well,
for a meeting report.
On a Wednesday morning.
What was the whole line of office involved? It was involved with the damn executive person and all that crap.
That's right. The great things were popping, but on the Wednesday morning before, I had.
You had three
I said, Bob, I don't think the president has all the facts.
That's right. And you gave the fact that chair. That's the first time that I realized that.
That's right.
And what? And now the White House is going to be what you told the president before. And your answer there
is no. That is absolutely correct.
Told me last month. See, I don't want you, John, to be in a position. And frankly, I don't want the president to be in a position where one of his trusted people had information that he didn't need to come up.
So I just want you to not know.
Fine. You did not know. How did you find out that in the last school meeting? Well, you better, but you can handle that.
Sure.
But I did ask you, and I think you should say the president's authorized you to say this. I don't reveal a conversation with the president, but he asked me this question. I told him this, that nobody in the White House was involved. And then, in addition to that, to the best of my ability, what do you think you
want to
handle with the presidential?
Well, I think the less said about it, I think that's the difference.
Except that I think
you say anything you want to say about it.
Right. But I can say, well, let me show you my way to handle that properly. And I just want to be sure that it is the judge. In fact, I can say that you didn't tell me that nobody in the White House was involved. And I can say that you then came in and your request said, I think the president needs to hear more about this case.
That's right.
And it was that time that I started my investigation.
That's right.
Correct.
That was the Wednesday before they were sentenced. Now I can get that data. I don't have it off the top.
Well, you should be this, and give your chronology of that. The Wednesday you came in and told me, that would be helpful for me to have.
That's what I
agree. I became, frankly, interested in the case. And I said, I've got to have it. I want to find out the score. And I set the motion early. Maybe one of you would not mention it. But okay. One other thing, on the privilege thing, I think nothing, so that you can be sure that you know, nothing is privilege that involves wrongdoing,
that's correct,
on your part, or wrongdoing on the part of anybody else. I'm telling you that now, and I want you to, when you testify, if you do, to say that the president has told you that. Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
Would you agree to that affirmative? Fine. However, let me say that with regard to what you call the electronic stuff that occurred, and what I have now found is in the leak area, the national security area, that I consider privilege.
I do too.
And I think you should say, for example, on that, but what I had is that I think in the case of the crash of what the FBI did, there were both I found. I checked the back. There were some done through private sources. Most of it was done through the Bureau after we got hurt. Hoover didn't want to do crap. What involved, John, apparently, was this, the release of the NSC. They were anti-crack and other bombs. We were trying to plug the leaks.
Right.
And we had that, so we checked it out. Finally, we turned it over to Hoover. Then when Apollo was involved, we just stopped it altogether. But in my view, I consider that privilege.
I have no intention of raising that.
Have you informed your lawyers about that?
No.
I think you should not. When I said not because they're hiding anything, except that I do think it's privilege. But it's up to you.
No, I think it's privilege also.
Yeah. It's important, you know. And this was necessary to you. We had to Hoover a little bit. And it was controlled by the Johnson Center. Now, your guess is when, well, I'm here today, when will you be called? Perhaps Tuesday, Wednesday, or?
I would think sometime this week.
You don't think the thing is likely to break today?
No, I don't.
I would say where's God, he must have these. He seems to have been something's going to go. He didn't let us see me on it again later. But, I'll ask Peterson. But don't you agree with me that the president should make the first announcement, not the Justice Department?
Yes, I do.
I mean, that's what
I'm going to say.
I'm going to make the announcement with regard to the group, too. Goddamn, it's our campaign. I'm not going to have the Justice Department.
Oh, I should continue.
We carry this whole thing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But you agree with me?
Well, if when the,
you know,
when history is written, you'll put the pieces back together, you'll see why it happened. It's because I triggered it. I put everybody's feet to the fire because it just had to stop. And I still continue to feel that.
You put McGruder's feet to the fire.
Yes, I did.
Where did you see McGruder?
I didn't. In fact, I refused to see him. That was one of the problems.
Oh, and that's why.
I talked to him. I met with him in one of these outer offices out here at a meeting.
Why did you talk to McGruder? I would like to say that Chris has.
Because, well.
I was hoping that you would say it. You made the statement about just like the elder drawing the wagons up around the White House. The primary bus, this we're talking about pre-Bridge, was all of the committee, right?
Right. Where it is.
That's right. But on the river, come again, come to me and the other.
Situation there is that he and Mitchell were continuing to talk about proceeding along the same course they'd been proceeding to locking their story, but my story did not fit with their story. And I just told them I refused to change, to alter my testimony, to repeat it just as I knew it. This had to do with a number of meetings in the department.
So that I heard this. Oh, I remember. You told me this, and everybody tells me that. You said, Dean said, I will not go down there and lie. You said, because your hand will shake, and your emotion. Remember, you told me that.
No way, I could. I'm incapable of it.
Thank God. I'm not ever really drunk.
Well, you
tell the truth. That's the thing that you're going to, I told everybody around here, to God, and tell the truth. Because all they do is on this compounder. That son of a bitch his would be free today if he had lied about his espionage. He could have just said, I knew Chambers, and yes, as a young man, I was involved in Congress activities, but I broke it off many years ago, and Chambers would have dropped it. Because I'm a lie, so to jail for the lie rather than the crime. So believe me, don't ever lie with these facts.
The truth always emerges. It always does.
Also, there's a question of right and wrong, too.
That's right.
What is right and what is wrong?
That's right.
Perhaps there's gray areas, but you're right. You get it out.
You sure.
Honestly, I wanted to be sure that you recall on our conversation. You asked me to do something. I read it to Peterson now. He said he'd handle it. Now, that's the proper place to have to see. When Libby says he can't talk on here from higher authority, mine is not his higher authority.
No.
It's mentioned.
Well, he said after he's looking for the ultimate.
What do you think he's thinking about?
I think he's thinking about the president. He might see. He has the impression that you and Mitchell probably talk on himself one day about this.
You know, we've never talked to the congressman. I've never talked to Mitchell about this. Oh, except about the point whether we build the executive privilege thing.
Right.
He came in and said everybody should testify in the executive session. Except you. Which I think would be. I think you're talking about executive privilege.
I think with presidents, the earlier you're going to fizzle.
Wow.
I think when Peterson finishes this.
You know, I think we can hold the executive privilege anyway. You
have all the non-executive privilege.
Yeah, what's your question?
I think if there are indictments down there in that courtroom, none of the individuals should go up and testify. I think the Watergate is just going to be totally carved out of the urban area.
Yeah, well, that's the Watergate. Then the other stuff is not that important.
Sure, some stuff is not that important. They'll try to have a lot of fun with it, but it's not very meaningful.
So you think Libby thought that Biden was only special that we should not consider the child of mine? Well, we covered that last night.
That's right.
You were there.
That's true. All.
I think that enough?
That's right. Peterson will tell you if it doesn't.
You call me out, but it's enough.
No, I think it's enough.
I would expect you to draw your still in counsel, right? No, Rock, seriously. You've got to divide your team. That's the same with all of them. As long as you're around here, you've got to have a...
But I want to lay one thing out. I think there is a mythical belief. Now, I've not talked to Bob or John about this, that they don't have a problem, Mr. President. And I'm really not sure you're convinced they do, but I'm telling you, they do.
The problem?
Yeah.
The question about
okay,
the
problem. I just want to...
Yeah. Peterson made the point. I said, tell me what the facts are. He says, the problem is that they're going to get splashed. And he said, when they get splashed, you've got a problem, Mr. President. Now, then he goes on to say, as far as the legal... Paul McGruder is concerning, and he covers all three of you here. agree to that, that's fine. That is fine. I don't know what word, I mean, I'm speaking on personal terms.
Yeah, but it's a technical case and it's a tough case.
It's a tough, for what do you mean by that?
Apparently, my lawyer said, now, I've won cases on this, with top of back and you've got, I'm sure you've got. It would not be a
surrender of Reno law, though, it would be a vulgar, but it's an all of an area on the instruction.
That's right, Mike, it would be a very good idea if they had counsel.
I told them that last night, you've got lawyers. So, what does that matter to you there? Now, is there anything else you think I should do? You don't think I should, I'm not gonna let the Justice Department break this meeting on.
Understand, you've got a break, you are breaking, in a sense.
Well, we've done that, it's what we've done.
That's right.
I could have told you, well, can't they, it's a concrete story, isn't it?
That's right.
And you've never heard that said, it was there.
That kind of thing, we were kind of reading it.
But on the other hand, you surely ought to tell me, wasn't it? And you have, basically, what you've done, no, you told me the truth, though, you told me the truth. It was your job to work for the White House, the President and the White House staff, and they were not involved in the pre-thing. But then, you thought about the post-thing, you thought about it, that's why you decided that, you said,
kind of right, that can't drive wrong,
because
to keep this whole thing.
Look, one thing I want to be sure that you, when you testify, I don't want you to be in a position, so, and I don't want the President to be in a position, and his counsel did not level with you.
There's no point that I have not leveled with you, as you shall work.
The why I mean is when you say, well, now, Mr. Dean, I'm speaking on fire. Why didn't you tell the President? Did you know about this? Why didn't you tell the President?
That's a PR situation, Mr. President. The U.S. attorneys are not going to ask me questions as to what I said to the President or what I didn't.
Well, I frankly think I would hope you could help on PR there by saying that
help on.
I'd like for you to say, and you're free to talk, you're saying, I told the President about this. I told the President first that there was no involvement in the White House. Afterwards, I told the President that the President said, look, I want to get to the bottom of this thing, period. See what I got? Not just the White House. You continued your investigation and so forth. The President went out and investigated his own way, which I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I put a little pressure on
him. Mm-hmm.
To review these funds. And as a result of the President's action, this thing has been voted.
That's right.
Because also I put pressure on the Justice Department. I told him why he should have gotten down.
No, I think you're in front right now, and you can rest assured everything I do will keep you as far as.
No, I don't want to punish that. I say don't lie about me.
No, I'm sorry, you're a guy, I'm not.
Because I think I've done the right thing, but I want you to do it. I want you to, if you feel I've done the right thing, I think the country's entitled to know, because we're talking about the presidency here.
This thing has changed so dramatically, the whole situation, since I gave you the.
Since you sat in that chair.
That chair over there and gave you what I thought were the circumstances, the potential problems, and the like. You have done nothing but try to get to the bottom of this thing.
I think so.
And
I said, write a report, but my purpose was to write a report. As I said, I want the cigarette hammer, I put the cigarette stuff in, put everything else in. What was the White House involved? You know, what do you say? How about one last thing? Colson, you don't think that they're going to get him into this, huh?
I think he has some technical problems post also. I don't know if he has any. To the best of my knowledge, he has no. If it has no advanced knowledge of the thing, right?
I just told him the key there is Hunt. He was so close to Hunt. I just want to know that. I was my own better. I told you last night. I don't want to be in a position so I can argue. What about Chuck Colson?
You're going to want to condemn the.
I must say, you, John Dean, was Colson involved?
I have no information that he was at all.
Post-technical problems. Two things you mentioned last night.
That and that's basically the other technical problems, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, all the instruction is technical stuff that mounts up.
Well, you think, for example, the Clinton issue, that's solely Mitchell. Apparently. And Colson's talking with the Bennett memories. says, I'll do everything I can, because as a friend.
No, that was with Earl. Ehrlichman, when Colson and I got up there, and Colson presented his story to Ehrlichman,
I know,
regarding it, and then John gave Chuck very clear instructions on going back and telling him, you know, give him the inference he's got clemency, but don't give him any commitment.
No commitment.
Right.
That's all right. But first, it's an individual, if there's no commitment, I've got a right to sit here and take a fellow like Hunt, or a Cuban, whose wife is sick or something. That's what clemency is about, correct?
That's right.
But John specifically said no commitment, that he would be the applicant. And Colson then went on to, apparently.
I don't know how Colson delivered it,
apparently. That church.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is, you know.
So where is this business of the Christmas thing, you know? What the hell was that?
Well, that
must have been Mitchell, huh?
No, that was Chuck again. I think that,
Didn't they all be on
No, I think he said something to the effect that Christmas is the time that clemency generally occurs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is, I don't think that's going to hurt him.
No.
You? No. Clemency, he says one thing. He's a friend of Hunt's. I've been trying to put the best face on him. It's wrong, and it is, so I've got to know.
Well, one of the things I think you have to be very careful, and this is why Peter's going to be very good, is if you take a set of facts and let prosecutors who have no guilt, you make no PR judgment on them, but they'll give you the raw facts as they relate to the law, and then later you've got to decide, you know, what public face will be put on those, if they're
going
to come out in court. You know,
you can help on that, John.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
Wherever I may be, I'll be available to help on that.
You want me to say anything about it?
No. I think my lawyers and the U.S. Attorney's Office got to continue to work. And
see, I have to refer to me daily now,
right?
Which I think I should do. And so all that I'll say is I'm going to tell him that we had a talk today, and I went over again the various materials.
What would be the best thing in the world is if they decide they've got nothing but technical cases against people at the White House and they shut them all out? That's not a problem.
Should I call them?
No, sir.
Ha-ha! That's what they ought to hear.
That's right.
It'd be a tough case for them to prove, John.
Well, they may decide not to do it, and then none of these things are even released. To care about it.
Well, that's what I want. I understand. The reason I have to have that is in case there's a break tonight. I don't want to have to call John Dean in and say, look, John, can I have it? It looks like I was, what the crack am I doing? I've got to know, because I do have some knowledge. There might be vulnerability. All that I'm saying with this, as you know, is that I have heard things from the U.S. Attorney and from John Dean and from my own people that indicate there could be a technical violation, that there could be under the circumstances, I feel that it's my duty to have a resignation in hand. Of course, the president always has a resignation.
Phrasing in the letter is important. You don't want anybody to follow up with a fair problem. So that's why I like to
go there. Well, that's right. I understand. Those are my suggestions. I just said it all. Only it's a form for you, and you work it out. And work it out so that it would be one that could apply to you, and then work out that it would have to earn the moment. But just a form that I can get anybody strong.
Is it on USIA?
Well, that doesn't come to me, does
it? Well, the whole executive branch is...
No,
it was
resurrected. It's better to you.
That's right, to you.
Well, I'll get his resignation or not, so I don't think I'll tell those guys that she lives.
I don't think you ought to tell Strawn, I think.
No. I'll tell Keel. You don't have to do this.
I'm Bob ought to do that, though.
Bob Alden? Good. I'll tell Bob then to get that. That'll be Strawn and Magruder.
All right.
That's your advice. Also, if you do have any random thoughts on how many more that we can do on the presentation of this thing, sit up in your office and think of it. I mean, that's not our handle.
Well, I want to say the president isn't